After 80 years of seeking answers, a family is finally able to bury a son who died at the Dozier School for Boys in Marianna, Florida. WUSF's Mark Schreiner has more.
They brought him here today to be with his brother. Those were the words of 86-year-old Richard Varnadeau, who was at last able to put his brother Thomas in his final resting place alongside a third sibling, Hubert, in a Plant City cemetery Monday. Thomas and Hubert were sent to the Dozier School for Boys in 1934 for allegedly stealing a typewriter. Hubert returned home after a nine-month stay. 13-year-old Thomas never did, reportedly dying from pneumonia barely a month after arriving at the school. Varnadeau's remains were finally exhumed from an unmarked grave in a cemetery on Dozier grounds by University of South Florida researchers late last year. DNA from Richard helped positively identify Thomas in September. Richard took time during a memorial service to thank those researchers and others who worked for so long to bring his brother home.
I just want to make sure everybody knows how much they mean to me for finding my brother. And if there's anything I can ever do for any of you, please let me know.
Two other young men whose bodies were exhumed from Dozier's graveyard have been identified. One has since been reburied with his family. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.